Sorry?
Oh, yeah.
Why do we have two different microphones?
They're going to be used for different purposes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's actually stuff in the microphone array data, and there's the panel data, and there's headset data. Different groups want different types of sound.
What was the difference?
Yeah, the difference in
the engine thing. The agenda for this meeting is we'll initially have the prototype presentation by our two designers, and then we will evaluate it given the criteria that that we gave it, and talk about our finances, whether we were under or over our budget. I have a spreadsheet where we can calculate our prices for every aspect of what we've made, given our options, and evaluate the product as a group.
Okay.
And so, first we'll have the prototype presentation. Do you need the PowerPoint?
Yeah, just got a few slides.
All right, sure.
Thank you.
Based on my group,
my mango.
Yeah, and we have the company logo here, and this will be the infrared here, and this will be the PowerPoint.
Where's the R&D?
It's in the middle of the little R, and then the other one is the fire, and we just have a sample design. We want it all to be
palm
accessible held from yourself. Yeah, palm held.
Yeah.
All buttons are accessible from yourself.
Notice you have a number 10 button.
Oh, that was a mistake, wasn't it? Right, no. Sorry. I was in charge of the numbers. And this is just that we've got like 11 or 12. Your plus.
So one plus
you
one.
You go one,
oh,
three.
Oh, you press a plus button?
You go one, three, yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that kind of before.
Well, we just thought we have all the numbers here, so we wanted something representative of numbers larger than 10.
Yeah.
Because if you, on your average, remote, if you press 1 twice, you just go to, so you wanted channel 12, and you press 1, then you go to channel 1, and then 2, then you just go to channel 2 instead of 12. So if it's like 1 plus 2, then you could go to channel 12, or 2 plus 2 is channel 20.
Would you have to go 0 plus 1 if you want to go to channel 1 or 2?
No, that's how you have all these numbers all work.
Yeah, but I mean, if you press it, it'll go to that channel right away.
Yeah.
Because you gotta press the plus afterwards.
Oh, no, the plus is only for if you're going past the number 9.
Yeah, I know, but if I want to go to, say, number, it's like 65, channel 65, if I press the 6, it'll go to channel 6, and then I'll press the plus, and then it'll go to 6, and then put the 5, and it'll go to 65.
When you press the plus first, it doesn't, we haven't pressed. I would have thought you pressed the plus version 965, but she says plus.
I don't know. I wouldn't have thought it would be a problem that it went to channel 6 first, like on the way to channel 65.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah,
but I just want to ask, as long as we realize that's what we'll do.
There's a delay on our notes, I think, where you have it. It's like a 5-second input time.
If
so as long as you hit them, put that.
Yeah.
It should be fine.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a big pause between the two buttons.
Yeah.
Um,
So on the top there is volume and
channel. Wait,
channel
like
volume. Okay, cool.
You could just
see and
do like that without thinking about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's the power button?
It's in the middle.
It's kind of the big hours.
Oh.
So it's just like.
Yeah.
It's
always flexible with taking your hat off the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we went for like a circular design for the numbers because we thought that was kind of a more natural movement than just going like that with your thumb.
Oh, okay.
Ergonomics are all confusing.
Ergonomics.
Yeah.
It might actually help with the repetitive stress injury.
It could cause another type of
okay.
But yeah, no, it's a different movement. So.
Yeah.
And the feel of it, I mean, we've made this out of Play-Doh, which is representing the, you know, the rubber,
yeah.
The spongy rubberness. Because it was said before in the material specification that this anti-RSI materials often used in stress balls, so this has got a, you know, a bit of give to it. And
yeah, with the stress ball.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, is that
yes.
The palm of your hand?
My goodness. There you go.
Okay.
Just
you?
Yeah. Oh, it's nice. Oh, I think I killed the fly.
Oh god.
Okay, as for the colours, we all presented with a limited range of colours for this prototype.
Yeah.
But we're thinking that, seeing as we're having it in interchangeable casing anyway, that this is not necessarily a representation of the true colours that we would necessarily use or the combination. And we're thinking to carry on with the fruit and vegetable theme, the colour combination just could be named after different fruit, like banana,
right.
Black and yellow, watermelon, red and green, or vanilla might be the most popular if it just blends in more settled cream instead of the others are all a bit garish.
Do like vanilla and banana would.
Banana is more representative of our colour scheme, like the company, the yellow and black.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that for corporate identity, that would probably be the most straight. I mean, watermelon, you know, probably appealing
kind
to
Christmas,
kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, seasonal. Apple, green, brown, more kind of trendy, you know, khaki.
Yeah.
The polygon that's kind of girly and funky kind of. More sophisticated customers.
Yeah, we thought of the components, it was definitely a focus of ergonomics and just a single handheld device. I mean, you don't need to use both hands, one hand to hold this and typing with the other, you can just use your thumb.
Yeah.
As we said, the robot's probably used for comfort and anti RSI. That's about it.
All right, thank you very much. Good work, everyone. All right. And so now that we have a prototype, we need to go over the finances and seeing if this prototype matches what our budget can handle.
Mm-hmm.
So I have something I'm going to. Oh, wait a minute, do you need to do a presentation first?
I know what order goes in.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out for a second. Oh, yeah, sorry, you're right. The evaluation criteria is this being.
Hello.
Sorry, my computer's giving me technical difficulties. Just press the function again.
Press more debug.
Not again, I think. One more time.
Oh, still not there.
Yeah.
Okay, now I think for this one. I could, you guys prefer to use the whiteboard, or maybe I'll just do it on right on the screen, where you can see it. We're gonna be doing an evaluation report together based on the prototype that we've just seen. And looking back at my notes from our both our conceptual and our functional meetings, I made a list of what our original requirements and goals were, back to our kickoff meeting this morning. And we'll evaluate as to whether we've done what we set out to do. And we're gonna do it on a 1 to 7 scale where 1 is true and 7 is false. So basically the lower the points, the better. Okay, so question number 1. Is the remote, I'll do it on the whiteboard. I can't change it. So I'm gonna ask you to push it down once.
Okay.
I'll write down our scores. Okay, so number 1. Do we have a fancy look and feel?
Feel, I think. We've been quite successful with the rubber coating.
The look is a little bit more playful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it depends on your definition of fancy. But it's definitely different.
Yeah.
I think the colour has a lot to do with it. I mean, the colours we were given for making the prototype aren't the colours that I think we would have necessarily chosen. It's not the kind of
at all
red
and black.
Red, black and yellow and orange.
Yes.
And we don't want to go for black because most remote controls are black or gray, so we don't stand out that way anyway.
But if I can imagine that in like as just maybe a kind of pale metallic-y finish or something.
Metallic-y finish,
well, I didn't know it's for rubber. You can visualize this in nice colours. I think it would look good.
Yeah. I kind of like the potato look. Fruit or vegetable depends on your mood.
Totally.
So I myself would say a 1 or 2.
Yeah. I would say 2.
I'd say 2.
Okay.
Fancy.
Yeah.
1 being true.
So. I had 2.
2?
Okay.
That's making it confusing. Okay, so question number 2 was, is it technologically innovative? So I know we have the kinetic energy, which is very innovative.
Yeah.
And the use of the rubber.
The use of the rubber.
The
use of
the RSI.
LED.
The LED use isn't particularly innovative.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have any scroll buttons. It's all push buttons. There's no LCD control. So if you're thinking about the rest of the market.
Yeah.
It's sort of probably halfway in some aspects. It is.
Yeah, I think it's 3.
I'll go for 3.
And I think, I mean, it's tough to say because we didn't want it to be any more innovative than this because then
it was our specific purpose.
So, I mean, I would have 3, but I think we actually reached our goal.
Yeah.
We didn't want it anymore. Okay, question number 3. Will it be easy to use?
I think so.
I think it's
can't really get confused with that. I mean, we have to work out the number.
The plus
number. The pluses. Yeah, the ones that's figured out.
Yeah, and shops and turning on.
Number 4, is this a good looking remote? Remember that 75% of users find most remote controls ugly.
Again, I think the colour comes into this.
Yeah, colour will definitely be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the logo could be smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe not such a prominent way.
But
maybe like at the bottom.
Management said that it had to be prominent.
Well, it just had to be on there, I guess.
Yeah.
Not touch it. Sorry, it's the 3 I feel. I was just wondering if it should be like flatter. Or
I suppose that would go quite big.
I like the appeal of it being like a big glob.
But you know what I just thought of thing, right? Where's the bloody sept in your living room? Is it not gonna fall off?
Maybe if the bottom is just sort of flat,
yeah, the bottom
and the rest is like
chopped a bit.
But then
around.
The foot is comfortable as you have.
Oh, that's true.
It would still be comfortable.
Things like that.
It could be handled.
It could be on the bottom, so you want to, like, if it's flat here, so it sits up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, that would be nice.
I fall over all the time.
If it's weighted, maybe.
Details. Hey, we're done designing.
Okay, so is this a good looking remote? You want to show it off to our friends.
You would though, because it's more interesting than others.
I think it was another color, and it was like, I think it'd look okay, maybe two.
I mean, I
guess that's what makes it that rather than like your average
remote
like that, but definitely in another color. I'm not happy with that.
Okay, so should we say two?
For
that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Question number five.
What? Will people be willing to spend €25 on this product? Remember that 80% of users were willing to spend more money on a remote control without fancy.
I think we have to market it in the right way, though. Just say that it is simplistic, so people don't just see it and think, this is so simplistic, I don't want to spend €25. We have to market it.
The kinetic energy machine
is highly
durable.
Make it durable.
So you know, those will be firm.
No, I guess I don't know much about the remote control industry. How much your average sells for?
But you're a marketing expert.
I know, I am. Right?
I think they're about 10.
But you don't have to buy batteries, so in the long term, this can actually save you
money.
So just market it then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think with a good marketing scheme and the personalization options. So.
Yeah, I would give it a 2.
Yeah,
Okay, number 6. Can somebody read out?
Does this website match the operating behavior of the average user?
Yeah. So that was mainly good.
I think it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the most accessible buttons are the volume and the channel changing,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, you don't have to think about it, you don't have to look down to find them, but clearly they're easy to use.
I think the keyword there is average, because there were some people that used the video input and sound and stuff, but they're not you and I, really. Okay, so 1?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 7. Can you push it down? Will this remote control be easy to find when lost? Remember that 50% of users lose their remote regularly.
We have the alarm system.
Is the alarm system still implemented?
Yeah, but when you press the alarm system, the lights.
lights on the end will flash as well. But I mean, it's not obvious from the outside that that's going to happen. Because you can't particularly see
the light
from
the inside.
Yeah, the light, it will.
Because the button makes a noise, right?
Yeah.
It turns into a duck and starts quacking.
Yeah.
Here we
are. Awesome.
if it was having an alarm system, I mean, it could light up when the alarm went.
Yeah.
But if it was hidden underneath the cushion or something, it wouldn't be any point. So you can't see the alarm, but it would light up.
I thought it was going to make a noise.
You can't see the alarm inside, just the alarm system itself. You're just explaining why it's not on the prototype. Question number 8. Will it be easy to learn how to use this remote when brand new? Remember that 34% of users usually found it difficult.
Totally.
It has to be, they'll pick it up and they'll know what to do.
Once that's written down on the page,
I think just because we've decided to reduce it down to the basic buttons, I think that in itself makes it so much easier.
Does it make more sense for the middle one to be just an enter button? So then you would have to push 2 buttons every time, at least.
Yeah, since it's like channel 6.
That
kind
of annoys me though when it's 0, 6.
You could just press 6, enter.
Yeah, I think that's probably more straightforward. Yeah, good point.
Okay, so we'll say yes, it's 1?
Yeah.
Okay. Question number 9, will minimize the effects of RSI, which was repeated strain injury, which affected over a quarter of users.
So it's like right in the.
But if you're
your thumb might get a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
So
I just think it will.
We may have to do some more research into other strain injuries that we don't know about.
But it is soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's soft.
And that's kind of what the.
And people
the PowerPoint slide thing said would be good for.
Yeah.
RSI, so.
I don't know
whether
they're all
think we get
are.
Yeah.
It's true. Because I mean, you can hold in your left hand. use your index finger. But there's not really any other options unless it's like a keyboard. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I think we did as much as you can with remote control.
Yeah.
So, one or two, do you think?
I think two.
Okay. Number 10, did we somehow incorporate the company color and logo?
Yes, we did.
Now, is the color going to be there even if it's like vanilla? Is the yellow?
We can't really do that because, for example, on the banana thing, we can't have that as being yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It will stand out. So it's not always
going to
be the same color.
It sounds like the color is something that we
want. Yeah, the colors are yellow and gray.
Gray.
So it could be gray on the banana one.
Yeah, it could be gray.
Yeah.
I mean, the yellow, yeah, the yellow is ugly though.
Yeah, that's right. We don't
so I think we'll have to talk to our executive managers and see if we can get away with just the RR.
Yeah, I think this is the fact that we've been least successful in the
So do you think that's more of a three then? Three, four?
Four, I think.
Four?
Well, I don't.
But we have good reasons for it, so we can still put a four?
Okay.
Okay, and final question. Do we stay true to our motto? I put the fashion into electronics. Current trends of fruits and veggies, desire for sponginess.
I would say so.
Following that briefing, we did.
But maybe more like two, because there's no like pictures of fruit. It's just sort of naming it by fruit.
Yeah.
Like the color scheme names and stuff.
Now, are the plates interchangeable? I think I missed.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
are. So you can have banana and kiwi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's something that's kind of in making too, like maybe it'll become more
less fashionable in itself, kind of interchangeable plates.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, I think well, what was our briefing?
The thing is, I think if somebody saw that and you said, what was that inspired from? I don't know if you'd instantly say mango.
Maybe if it was scented.
Oh, yeah. There we go, that would be great.
Yeah, we have money for that. All right, so based on this evaluation, do we average them out?
Yes, we do. So what was I going to put for that? Two for fashion?
I would say two.
Yeah.
Okay, so our average there are 5, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 19, 21 divided by 11.
1.9.
Yeah.
I don't know these days.
Between 1 and 2.
Between 1 and 2.
Okay.
So that's
close.
Pretty
fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good because the highest we got is 1.
Alright.
That's the
same,
right?
Yeah, because we have 4 to
29. I think it should be more around 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is 1.9.
Oh,
oh wow.
Okay. Well, that's how it was.
All right, now with that over and done with, our next step is to see if we're under budget. And my computer's frozen. It's not. So, in our shared folder, if everyone could go there right now,
sorry.
I'm going to.
Oh, you're
just looking.
Is that the project book?
It's an Excel file. Oh.
Production cost.
Yep. Here we go. Production cost. And I have to access that as well. Okay, so far I've added what I think, or what is going on. Okay. It's blinking at me. It's locked for editing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to open up the second one then. was locked for editing. I have the original in my email account.
Was it locked because I'm in it?
I don't know.
It just means that we can't add any more to it now. Have you completed it?
No.
Oh, right.
No,
okay.
It was something that you guys could.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So we need to tally up how much our product will be costing. So you can look up at the screen, I guess looking at your own too and telling me which one you think. Okay, we're using Kinetic, which is quite a large expense of €3.
Yeah.
We're using a regular chip.
Yeah.
It's curved, it's double curved,
double
so it's curved all around, it's another 3, we're already at 5. We're using plastic and rubber.
Yeah.
So, I think plastic is free. Great.
What's the special color?
Yeah.
So
I guess we should do it just for one kind.
Yeah.
So it's like special color, we'll have 2 colors, right?
Yeah.
Well, one color for the case, one color for the buttons,
mm-hmm.
so we can.
Yeah.
We have a push button interface, so that's expensive. And we have a special color for the button, and we also have a special form. And special material. Which puts us just barely in the budget. Hooray!
Congratulations!
Yeah. Good work, guys. So, our operating cost is €12.20. Awesome. And back to my PowerPoint. So. Yes, we are. So we need to do a project evaluation again, which is probably a different extension of the
Actual project rather than the product.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A project. It is. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're talking
so
about
how
we
actually went around about doing it.
Yeah. All right. So, do you guys feel like there was room for creativity?
I think we were pushed
for creativity.
I mean, we weren't really given a lot of time or materials. Yeah, to go about our design task. So I think we could have done it a bit more time.
Okay, so it would be like, need more time and materials.
Yeah.
But you were allowed creativity.
Yeah.
I think so, like, but you were supposed to.
Yeah, and like conceptual and functional. Like, we were very creative in coming up with an idea, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we were just limited by resources.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
If we had decided to use the LCD screen and like solar power backup and everything, we wouldn't have been able to afford that. So that did limit
creativity.
Okay.
Just resources. But yeah. Pretty much idea.
Leadership? Is this me being nice? Do you like me?
Good leadership. I think we stayed on task.
Yeah,
yeah.
We did. It seems we've come out with what we intended, a product within the budget. I think that's a sign of good leadership. And also our personal coach helped us along the way. So, you
yeah.
know.
And the timing was good. We never were pushed for time or sat around doing nothing.
Yeah.
Good
time.
There's a lot of coke.
I think
it's a tool.
Yeah.
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 It's good to work. I think we are well suited to our roles.
Yeah.
All right. How are our means? We needed more Play-Doh colors.
Yeah, and more Play-Doh, because that was all of the red we had. So
yeah,
if we wanted to make it bigger, we wouldn't have been able.
Okay.
Everything else was satisfactory? Is that
Yeah, the computer programs are good.
Yeah, computers are really straightforward for the computer.
Yeah.
I think the only thing was having to remember to, you know, to, okay, so
yeah.
I think I was the only one who struggled with that.
I'm actually not sure if I've saved my presentation.
Yeah.
That part still needs to be there.
Yeah. New ideas found. I don't really know what that means.
I think we've all learned stuff on each other.
Through discussion.
Yeah. Not each different path, so. Got any ideas from each other?
I'm not sure if new ideas from. Yeah, well, I guess we really, we bounced off of each other, which was cool.
Yeah.
Like based on marketing stuff, and then you say something about interface. And
yeah.
And we're able to modify each other's ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Different with our areas of expertise.
Yeah.
Oh, does it have smart materials, by the
way? Sorry?
Does it have smart materials?
Oh, yeah. did it come to
that?
I don't know if we counted that in the test.
Well, with that achieved, our last slide is our closing slide. Yes, our costs are within budget.
Yes.
It's evaluated generally positively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to complete final questionnaire and meeting summary. Then we celebrate in such a way that I have no idea.
Okay, brilliant.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Conclusion.